Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to go through some examples. Before I get started, I just wanted to make sure you understand that we've got quantlabs.net. Get some free trading books. Join up there at the quantlabs.net to get some free PDF books. Quantlabs.net right here. Or you can go over to quantlabs.shop. Get yourself a DVD if you're interested in learning how to automate your business or your trading business via a really good trading platform like this, MotoWave or Python. So let's go over to the scripts here or to the MotoWave. If you just did a couple of scans as usual, they're still holding. It's been like this for a few days. The China 50 is up there. You can see here of all the things that I've looked at. This is from the CFDs on Awanda. This looks really good and has the strongest forward guidance that I've seen. It's still got a ways to move up from, let's say, 13.608 left roughly, all the way up to 14.99. So that's a pretty strong move. And I wanted to confirm that up with some of the stories that I've gone through. I just looked up China manufacturing because that's what's really driving it, it seems. We've got some articles here from the last few weeks. We have China's GDP to grow 4% year over year in the second half of 2020. So that's pretty strong. We've got here, and I've also talked about oil price in my Facebook group. Oil demand rebounds to pre-coronavirus level. We can see that pretty well in the chart. It's pretty damn close. Not quite here, but I will say those are good signs. Now, a lot of people go, well, why are you talking about China's number one? We're here to make money. So if you're one of these U.S. folks that don't like to hear about China and how it's potentially leading the way. Obviously, this is not for you. So back to this, China's oil demand rebounds to pre-coronavirus. That's on oilprice.com. We also got this article again. So that previous article is from May 18th. Okay. So this one, China leads global oil demand recovery. And that's what it seems to be is what's driving up the price. So again, that's from June 3rd. So those are confirmation that you can use on this theory that China is leading the way. You can see it in the chart here. A couple of things I like to use here, just from a technical point of view, is I've used this before. I'll use it again and again and again, is the Hertz cycles. We don't really need these bands here I'm about to show you, but I'll do it anyways. So you can see here, we've got this leg, and it looks like the next push up will be sometime July 30th based upon these historical cycles here that you can somewhat rely on. And that's not far off, actually, to drive up the price even further. And then another one here, quite convincingly, August 11th. So will it happen? I can't say. But these are sort of things I like to look for to help filter out all the bad investment choices moving forward. Let's see what else we can use. One other one I really like is, let me just get rid of this indicator here. Okay. So I will be able to get rid of it somehow. It doesn't matter really. Oh, there we go. Bar size being yelled at by somebody. Let's see if this will work. Yes. Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll leave that. We will now use RSI just for the timing. This can be pretty good as well. So just standard RSI. Nothing fancy here. So you can see it's still valued quite nicely. It will push up, but doesn't get up to the standard upward 70-80 bound to freak out the price to drive it back. You can see here it happened here. Actually, not really, but that was just market fundamentals that drove it down. So we have that RSI's. And again, you got to remember, I'm using a daily chart. So the other one is a form of Bollinger. Just get that. That's either Bollinger percent or Bollinger ATR. But we like to use the signals, whatever can get us some form of trading signals, okay? So for now, I'm just going to use the percent. And this can be pretty dependable, actually. So you can see here, using a form of from positive to negative one, that it seems to give you an idea of when entries can be placed combined with other indicators. So there's variety. At the end of the day, it looks okay, but the big one I like to use is Ichimoku Cloud as another. I really want to get rid of this. Gotta know my hotkeys here for Motorwave. Anyways, let's look at one more. Ichimoku. There we go. Boom. So it does see the green cloud still to push up. Okay, so that's not too bad. So let me get rid of that chart. So I would say it's a definite potential from a fundamental and a use or and a chart point of view or technical indicator as well. So how do we get access to our exposure to this trade? One way, if I go over to IQ Feed, there is whatever your exchange is. You can be on, as long as you have access to the Globex CME, so you will find this exact E-mini on the FTSE 50 China. Okay, and then I believe, let's see if there's another one as well. So E-mini 50 China. So that's where to trade those if you want to get access. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. You got questions, let me know via the comments. And we shall see you later. Thanks again.